Robin, it is always an absolute pleasure to be able to speak with you. Thanks so much for coming down. It's been a couple of months since we last spoke, and you've been quite busy over those last couple of months. How have you been? What's life looked like lately for you?
It's been good. I just got back from a trip to Toronto, so I was going down there with my new album, Tempered, and kind of chatting about that a little bit. Got to perform for the Imagine Native Film Festival, which was really neat. But yeah, it's been busy. It's been good.
When it comes to the release of Tempered, which came out May 30th, how's it feel now that it's finally out there? I know you put a lot of hard work into the album.
Yeah, it was a long process to make the album, but it's so cool to have it out there and to hear people's reactions and see what they think. I'm really enjoying performing my new music, too.
Well, what's the reception been like from everybody, from fans that you've heard from about the album?
It's been really good. There's definitely people who've kind of picked one or two that they've connected with, and I've got some really good feedback, so it's been really exciting for me.
Is there one maybe specific song on the album that fans should maybe take a little bit of a closer listen to on that?
I feel like a lot of people are picking different ones than I expect, but a lot of people are gravitating towards Going in Blind and Escape.
Well, two very good songs. I think Escape is my personal favorite.
Thank you.
Did anything unexpected come out of the album process? Like, was there maybe new collaborations, or you realized something new about yourself, or you just grew in a way that you didn't really expect?
I definitely think through the production process, I've learned a lot about myself. I also think that that's going to have a huge impact on how I collaborate in the future. So I've had quite a few artists reach out to me and ask for collaborations, and I'm really excited to maybe do some of those in the future. But I think I'm going to have a little bit more say in what goes into our collaborations and my impact on that musically and in lyrics and things like that. So I'm excited for that.
Well, what's that mean to you to be able to now say that, yeah, I want this and I want to be able to do that and kind of have that control?
Oh, it's definitely huge for an artist to have control of their music and wholly, not just one piece of it. To be able to say where it goes or where it ends up and to be able to say what goes into it, it definitely allows me to have a more personal connection to the music I create.
Let's look at sort of a big picture of you now in the last few weeks and months, as opposed to maybe a year ago. How do you think you've grown in that time?
Oh, I definitely think this project has helped me to grow immensely, both as an artist and personally. I think I've learned a lot more about myself and what I'm looking for in my music and in the topics that I'm writing about. But yeah, I feel more confident in my abilities too, which has been really, really awesome.
When it comes to your Indigenous background, how does that shape and how do you approach your music using that as well?
Yeah, so as a Métis artist, I consider myself more of a contemporary music creator. So a lot of people, when they hear Indigenous music, they kind of expect more of a traditional feel. But I think that my heritage and my culture has definitely impacted my music lyrically and in the topics and themes that I write about. So being able to share that with people in a more contemporary sense has made my music a little bit more special to me too.
Well, you've been so busy the last number of months here. What's next for you? Is there more shows, more music, or are you just going to take some time off for yourself?
Yeah, I'm excited. I got a couple more shows coming up this summer. I'm hoping to add a few more to the roster, but we'll see how that goes for me. But yeah, I have one coming up pretty soon here. It's called Summer at the Hill. It's a concert series that the Ski Club is putting on. That should be pretty fun. It's a nice little outdoor event, and I'm kicking us off for the first day. So I'm excited for that. I'm also doing a couple shows in August and September. So if anybody's interested in coming to check those out, I would really appreciate seeing some fans. But yeah, I'm hoping to get back in the studio after the summer kind of slows down a little bit. I'm excited for what's to come.
Always working, hey?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Robin, really appreciate your time again. It's so nice to catch up with you, and best of luck with everything moving forward, and can't wait to see what you have in store. I mean, I'm excited. I know your fans are excited, so really, really appreciate this.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate having the opportunity to chat about this project and share what's new with me. Thank you for having me.